238 cities in the running to be the home of Amazon's new headquarters. And let's spin the big wheel. Ooh, is it going to be a free spin? No, it's past that. Okay, and the winner is somewhere else, as in not here. You know, some local cities had entered the sweepstakes, but today Amazon narrowed the list of HQ2 finalists down to 20 cities. And the prize for the winners or losers, depending on your point of view, the prize is said to be, 50,000 high-paying jobs, maybe, a $5 billion investment. Let's dig in now with GeekWire's Todd Bishop and KUOW's Carolyn Adolph. Hi.
Hello.
Both of you watching this, and we figured, but now we know for sure, Amazon is not looking to double down in the Puget Sound area. Was there anything surprising about that?
Absolutely not. At the GeekWire event, Jeff Wilkie, who's the head of, worldwide sales at Amazon?
Consumer sales, yeah.
Consumer sales.
Consumer business.
Said, no way, that's not going to happen, wouldn't be prudent, and it didn't.
Hope you didn't spend too much money on your proposal, Tacoma, other regional cities.
You know, it's funny that that sound effect sounded a little bit like a slot machine, which I think is actually apropos. This, to me, was surprising for the sheer number of companies on the list. It was very much a long, short list. 20 companies.
Forgive me.
20 cities on this list was a big surprise.
Why?
Couldn't they have gotten it down to 10 or 5? I think it was surprising. And I think what's happening here is Amazon is setting things up to play these cities off of one another. And so they can say to Boston, for example, hey, New York has given us this. What you got? What can you bring to the table? And now that it's public, the identities of the cities, at least, they're in a better position to do that.
Why is that? Maybe they get their population is leaning on their leaders to, hey, let's be the winners and not the losers kind of thing?
That's got to play into it to a certain degree. Although, of course, New York being New York, I'm not sure it'll be that interested.
Right.
It's just that it creates a hothouse atmosphere. A lot of the cities on this list really, really, really are delighted to be there and are in it to win it.
Mm-hmm. You could look at 20 cities and say, okay, we know this is part PR stunt anyway, but it's not even that's not a short list. That's just a keep talking about our ever narrowing list.
Yes, and it's also a little bit more of a burlesque where they're going to be asked to show more than an ankle this time.
A burlesque, yes, well put. We should remind listeners what Amazon says it's looking for. What's it looking for?
It's looking for a variety of things, and you've obviously documented this thoroughly on Primed, one of my favorite podcasts. A big one is access to transportation, and for that reason, some of the cities on the list were a little bit of a head-scratcher. Talent pool.
Well, the talent pool is so critical, right? They need to be close to places that have universities that are, chucking out people that they want, that Amazon wants to hire, highly qualified individuals. That points pretty heavily to the East Coast, especially since we're not seeing Silicon Valley on Amazon's list.
Absolutely. It was interesting. You had a few different clusters. One of them was the Keystone State, Pennsylvania, with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh both on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Washington, D.C. area with Montgomery County, Northern Virginia, and Washington, D.C. itself. And then you had the New York, New Jersey with both Newark and New York City on the list, which I think indicates strongly to me at least their geographic presence or preference.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I remember International Airport being on the list, but I haven't flown internationally from Columbus, Ohio, so I was surprised to see Columbus land on that. Nashville, Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Texas.
Ah, but Atlanta, the largest airport in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The big surprise in my mind was Los Angeles. What the heck, Los Angeles? I think there are two cities on this list of 20 that are essentially window dressing. Los Angeles is one. It ensures that the headline today was not Amazon snubs. The West Coast.
Yeah.
And Toronto, which I know is a front runner in some minds. I've evolved my thinking on that. I think that it was also there, Toronto, to say, hey, this was not a U.S.-only search.
Uh-huh.
Except that Toronto has a low-drama immigration system.
That is the big strength.
What do you mean low-drama immigration system?
Well, it's been in a stable state for a while. We don't have countries that are on lists and off lists.
Mm.
So that really helps Amazon have some amount of predictability in its relationship with government as they procure great scads of their workforce from abroad.
Absolutely. And the issue with Toronto, though, is that Google through a subsidiary called Sidewalk Labs, is already working with the city government there. And if there's one characteristic of Amazon that stays true, it's they don't like to be a follower. Not even to be perceived as a follower. So I could see where that would cause some issues for Toronto, because if Amazon went there, they would, by some people, be seen as following in Google's footsteps.
We've talked a bit about PR and window dressing, but of course, a huge factor in all of this is quote-unquote incentives, tax breaks, and all that stuff. So do we know anything about how these 20 cities sweetened the deal and offered to cut taxes or boost incentives for Amazon?
We only have a partial picture. I mean, one of the great mysteries to me is to see Indianapolis on the list of 20 today. Now, we don't know what Indianapolis promised, but we also don't know why it's on the list. Mm-hmm. So yep. That's one big mystery.
Yeah. If you look at New Jersey in particular, they did pledge about $5 billion in tax breaks, which is on the level of what Amazon says the overall economic impact of the construction of this campus will be, mm-hmm. how much they'll spend on developing the campus. So clearly New Jersey pulled out all the stops, and I could see New Jersey being on the list primarily because it's a bargaining chip.
Mm. Here's a question of interest to us listening right now in the Seattle area. Are there any of these cities on this list of 20 that you could look at and say, oh, if Amazon went there, that wouldn't just be HQ2. That wouldn't just be another headquarters. That could become the future headquarters that sucks the jobs away from the Seattle area.
I think that the fact that Jeff Bezos has a home in the Washington, D.C. area, a second home, really makes that triangle, that triumvirate of bids from that area very interesting.
It was D.C., a county in Maryland.
Yes.
And Northern Virginia.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I think that could be something. I don't know that that would be a big appeal to Amazon workers compared to Seattle, although you do have the easy access on the Amtrak to the Northeast Corridor, all the way from Boston to Philadelphia if you're in D.C. I think, to me, the cool places on this list are Austin and Toronto if you're looking to attract talented young engineers, people who might look for the urban hip factor in those cities.
So those are cool cities. What city to you is most unlike Seattle in some important way? For example, I could imagine a city that doesn't have much. We have a lot of tech infrastructure here, and we've got the UW Computer Science Department and the Paul Allen Artificial Intelligence Institute. Like, there's a lot going on tech-wise. Were there any of these cities that you think, man, that would just transform that place if Amazon wanted to invest 50,000 jobs there?
I mean, Philadelphia has great bones, but it...
Great bones.
It does have its marvelous bones, and it's in the right place because it's on the eastern seaboard and it's not heavily, it's ripe for urban renewal, but it's, it isn't heavily established as a tech hub. It is a tech hub, but you could build on it. So that is the one that I think is the sort of one of the most exciting prospects. And also, there are some other reasons to look at that area because Jeff Wilkie is from that corner of the country. And so maybe that's a way that the Amazon leadership would choose to, establish itself. And Pittsburgh's out there too.
Yes, and actually Wilkie is from Pennsylvania and originally from Pittsburgh and has that sort of warehousing and manufacturing background very much in his DNA. This is the Amazon consumer executive who wears the flannel shirts every day in the fourth quarter and as an homage to Amazon's warehouse and distribution workers. The Amazon CFO has roots in Pittsburgh and parts of Pennsylvania as well. I think it's hard to ignore those. In terms of just the diametrically opposed, I mean, it's hard to get any different from Seattle than Miami, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally on the other corner of the country. I think one challenge there is, frankly, that flight is brutal. As I have a brother or a brother-in-law who lives down there, and man, I would not wish that on anybody.
So. You feel all six of those hours or whatever
exactly.
It is.
Exactly.
Any just head scratchers on the list?
Well, I mean, there are a few head scratchers. Why are there so many way south of DC potential destinations still there? And this, when you start looking at the southern states, these are right-to-work states. It's a different context than they've experienced in Seattle. And to me, it has echoes of Boeing and the loss of the 787 line, which is a sort of a continual pull toward Charleston. And it's so to me, there's a little bit of a resonance there that when when you exit Seattle, it just feels a little bit more of an exit somehow if you pull it there.
Well, what is the union factor in Seattle with Amazon? What do unions have to do with Amazon?
I guess it's really about just a tone and a context. You also see huge incentives being given out in the South to draw in new business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. At this point, tech unions aren't a factor for Amazon, but I could see where that could be one consideration as they're talking about the potential workforce. If it is in a place that is decidedly pro-union, that could be a hurdle for whatever community that is, for better or for worse. Jeff Bezos, with his libertarian leanings, and in the tech industry in general, they have very much stayed away from unions.
Is there anything more to say about whether this HQ2 becomes HQ1? We were talking a little about the human element in all of this.
We've been talking about a theory at GeekWire today that to fully legitimize this as Amazon's full equal second headquarters, as they originally pitched, the surefire way of doing that would be to have Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos stay there and essentially primarily work there. If you send out one of the other CEOs, Andy Jassy from AWS, or Jeff Wilkie, the CEO of the consumer business, who we've been talking about, there's a risk that it could be perceived as a satellite office, which they very specifically are not doing here.
Why? Why do they care whether there's a satellite office?
Well,
versus a co-equal.
You know, that's a great question. They have been adamant, though, in saying HQ2 is an HQ. The HQ in HQ2 is not a misnomer, according to Amazon.
Full equal.
Yes, the phrase. Is that even grammatical? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but that's the quote that they use. I think it is a fully, they want to make it a fully equal.
Uh-huh.
I'm on NPR. I got to be careful
grammar.
So I think the surefire way to do that is Washington, D.C., and that would allow Jeff Bezos to essentially hang out there primarily.
I imagine Amazon thinking of the workplace of the future having as little as possible to do with geography and who lives where and who goes to what airport. But I mean, geez, if the point isn't that you can have a meeting without flying, what is the point of the technology that we're all giddy about?
I suppose that's true, but maybe Jeff Bezos is finally looking to maybe redeploy some of his rockets to completely close down the distance.
Yes.
The temporal distance between Seattle but aside from that, I mean, but the thing is, these are still human beings who are going to have to sit in planes, and there has to be a certain amount of going back and forth. So if you're the world's richest man or somebody who's approaching that on the list, how much of that do you really want to do? How much of that would actually be effective use of your time and energy?
Mm-hmm. I think it's important also to note that Amazon has, as they readily acknowledge, a peculiar culture. Their catchphrase internally is "be peculiar."
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit
keep
of
keep Seattle weird.
It's similar. exactly. It's a bit of a tenuous thing to do if someone is starting remotely. And so I think they do need a physical place somewhere else. And the other thing on that is this new workforce at HQ2 may not be entirely human.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Amazon, as many KUOW listeners know, they are full on in robotics. It is key. And frankly, that's something that gives Pittsburgh a leg up with Carnegie Mellon and the Robotics Institute there, which I don't think has gotten on a lot of people's radar. But that gives Pittsburgh an edge.
Final question. It's 25 years ago, and bizarro Jeff Bezos is driving cross country from Seattle to New York instead of the other way around and founds Amazon there instead of here. Okay, so HQ1 is in New York. Would Seattle be on Amazon's short list of 20 cities for HQ2?
Wow. Well, in this fictional view of the past, did Seattle also pass the Commons?
Uh-huh.
That would
the
have
famous
taken,
Lake, take, South Lake Union Park that which, never happened?
Which would have taken that whole headquarters campus. I think if that was available still today to build up, I think the answer is yes.
I wonder, I mean, the HQ2 proposal says we're looking for cities who would be excited to have us. In your reverse universe, would Seattle have been excited?
Good question. Carolyn Adolph, she co-hosts the KUOW podcast, Primed. What is it? What's the catchphrase?
What happens when Amazon comes
to your town? And do you have a catchphrase at GeekWire, Todd Bishop?
Seattle tech news from the perspective of the world, you know, that's really how we look at things.
Catchy.
Love it.
Catchy.
And the reverse, the world from the perspective of Seattle.
Todd Bishop, Carolyn Adolph, thanks for considering HQ20.
Thanks, Bill.
It's KUW's The Record. Back in a moment.